content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Woman's Day. 6 Reasons to Walk More. Walking is a whole-body experience that can improve your health from head to toe. When you feel tired or overwhelmed and would rather take it easy on the couch, remind yourself of the wellness payoffs herein listed. 1. Walking is an energy booster. One study found that adults who walked for 30 minutes 5 times a week had more energy to get through the day, felt healthier, and were more confident than people who did it less often. 2. It can improve your immunity. Among 1,002 study participants, those who got 20 minutes or more of aerobic exercise at least 5 days a week spent 43% fewer days sick than people who exercised only once a week or less. And the walkers who did get ill were sick for less time and had milder symptoms. 3. You'll snooze better if you hoof it. One study found that people who took an AM walk fell asleep faster and slept more soundly that night. 4. Walking curbs sugar cravings. Have a sweet tooth? Lace up your sneakers. Research suggests that walking can curb cravings for sugary snacks, likely due to the endorphins or feel-good chemicals that physical activity releases. 5. It lowers your risk for chronic diseases. Taking even 3,500 steps a day can lower your diabetes risk by 29%, and walking 30 to 60 minutes most days of the week will drastically lower your risk for heart disease. Since that's the number one killer of women, this is a real health boost. And 6, it's good for your brain. Walking for about 40 minutes 3 times a week increases the size of brain regions associated with memory and planning. 2 hours of walking throughout the week can reduce your risk of stroke by 30%. 4 ways to sneak in a stroll. There's no need for a formal workout to add more steps to your day. First, take a mini lunch break. Prevent an afternoon crash with a 15-minute midday walk. One study found that this was all it took for better concentration and less fatigue during the workday. Bonus move, climb any stairs you see. Next, have a meeting, a walking meeting, or a meetup. If your work is via the phone these days, plug in your headset and hoof it while you brainstorm with a coworker. You can also do this when you're checking in with a friend. If you work in an office, consider ditching the conference room and strolling with your coworkers. You might even get more done, suggests Anita Sanchez, PhD, a consultant and executive coach in Boulder, Colorado. Stepping outside with coworkers creates a sense of equality. Nobody's at the head of the table, and that may help resolve problems better, she says. 3. Get hiking. Some of the world's most beautiful places are accessible only on foot, and following a trail to get somewhere can be absorbing, inspiring, and humbling. You can find a footpath in a nearby local, state, or national park via the American Hiking Society's Hikes Near You tool on its site, AmericanHiking.org. And 4, stroll your nearest city. When you want to get to know a place, sign up for a walking tour. Check TripAdvisor to find opinions on the best local spots. The pace lets you take in details you'd miss in a car. Extra fun, themed walking tours like architectural highlights, ghost tours, or routes that hit the best gardens. And another health subheading, Om While You Sleep. Well, I'm sorry, Om While You Step. Meditation doesn't have to be done in the solitude of your bedroom. Try this 10-minute walking meditation from the experts at mindful.org. First, as you begin your walk, hold your arms in a comfortable position. Pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest. Notice how your legs stride. If your attention wanders, shift it back to your bodily sensations. This first part is all about you. After a few minutes, turn your attention to the sounds around you. Do you hear birds chirping? A lawnmower whirring? Take in every sound, both pleasant and unpleasant. 3. Now shift your awareness to smell. Perhaps you get a whiff of earthy mulch or the general scent of fresh-cut grass. Breathe it all in. 4, move on to vision. Take in the colors, objects, and scenery around you. Maybe you notice your neighbor's new flower bed. And 5, in the last few minutes, bring your awareness back to your body. From Good Housekeeping, Hot Summer Reads. First, a riveting beach read, Big Summer by Jennifer Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R. After years of enduring a toxic friendship with society girl Drew Kavanaugh, Daphne Berg has found her niche as a plus-size Instagram influencer on the rise. But when Drew asks her for a big favor, Daphne has to decide how far she'll go for a friend who has already hurt her. This tender novel explores the boundaries of female friendship, not to mention the beautiful mansions and charming dunes of Cape Cod. A heartwarming piece of fiction called All Adults Here by Emma Straub, Straub. After Astrid Strick witnesses a tragic accident, she's shocked into facing the secrets she's kept from her own kids, Aimless Elliot, Independent Porter, and Zen Nikki. When granddaughter Cecilia comes to live with her after some school drama at home, family dynamics shift in unexpected ways. This wise, witty read examines themes like family, friendship, identity, and the power of love. An engrossing family saga, The Vanishing Half, by Britt Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. The identical twin Vignes sisters grew up to live very different lives, one back in her predominantly black hometown, and one across the country, passing as white, with a husband who knows nothing of her past. This multi-generational story reveals how tightly intertwined the faraway sisters' stories are, and how lies ripple down a family tree. And last, a thrilling suspense novel, You Can't Catch Me, by Katherine McKenzie, M-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E. When Jessica Williams escaped a cult, she thought the worst was over. But 12 years later, she meets a stranger with her name and birthday and discovers that her personal information has been stolen. She gathers the grifter's other victims to set a trap of her own, but things soon go awry. This gripping story shows that trust has its limits and people aren't always who they seem to be. From Woman's Day, feel joy, have fun, and be mindful. Breathe right and calm your mind. In this mind-blowingly tension-filled time, there's a simple technique that can ease an overstressed mind as well as help relieve a number of other health conditions. Breathing. Most of us, though, spend our entire lives doing it the wrong way. Follow this advice and you'll gain a host of benefits, including a more relaxed brain and a healthier body. First, inhale and exhale. Seems easy enough, right? It turns out, though, we go through our lives breathing too quickly and not deeply enough, which means we're losing out on a real wellness boost. There's a tremendous connection between respiration and our emotions, says Ralph Potkin, MD, a pulmonary specialist. Breathing properly can help you relax, sleep, feel more positive, and reduce depression. Better breathing can also help you lower blood pressure, improve heart health, fight chronic disease, and even slow the aging process, according to studies from Harvard Medical School and other universities. The bottom line, breathing slowly and deeply is a simple, effective way to boost your mental and physical health, and you can tap its stress-busting, mood-lifting benefits anytime, anywhere, at any age. How to get started? Stand or sit up straight. Sitting compresses the base of the lungs slightly and constricts downward movement of the diaphragm, says Bohan Pichurko, MD, a pulmonologist and the director of Cleveland Clinic's Pulmonary Function Testing Laboratories. This reduces the air you breathe in by about 5% to 10%. Sit up straight, resting your shoulders against the back of the chair. Avoid sitting for long periods. If your job is sedentary, consider using a standing desk for 15 to 30 minutes an hour if possible. When standing, keep your shoulders comfortably back, Dr. Pichurko recommends. Breathe deeply from your belly. The diaphragm, the muscle at the bottom of your rib cage, should be your piston driving your breath, says Dr. Pacherko. The other muscles we use in breathing, on the neck and shoulders and between the ribs, tire quickly, and they don't deliver air as effectively to the base of the lungs, where it's best absorbed. As a result, you experience puppy dog breathing, short, rapid, shallow breaths that can lead to fatigue, anxiety, and panic. To avoid this, it helps to inhale and exhale through your nose, which also forces you to slow your breathing. If you're not sure how to breathe from your diaphragm, try this exercise. Seated or standing, place your hand on your belly button and watch it as you breathe. When you're breathing correctly, your hand should be pushed out by your abdomen as you inhale. If your hand remains still, you're breathing too high up in your chest. Gently pressing your hand on your belly will help you make sure that your breathing is coming from the diaphragm. It will feel artificial initially, but to make it easier, you can do it while lying on your back at first, Dr. Pacherko says. Once you feel comfortable with this exercise, you can even do it while walking or performing some light task. It's a great way of retraining your body until you can breathe properly without the hand for guidance. Next, the health connection. Slow breathing exercises, even a few times a week, can bring major health and psychological benefits. 6 breaths a minute may be the best rate for relaxation, says Frederick Munch, PhD, a clinical psychologist in New York City. That's one inhale and exhale about every 10 seconds, which puts you in an ideal state, calm but still alert. You may need to work toward it. Here's how to get there. First, breathe deeply and slowly for 15 to 20 minutes. Yes, the aim is 6 breaths a minute, but any pace that's slower than your usual breathing will yield body benefits, Munch says. It helps if you're in a quiet place without distractions, though you can do this when you're sitting on a plane, in the middle of a crazy work day, or walking the dog. Just as when you're learning to belly breathe, consider lying on the floor the first few times you try this exercise, making sure your belly is free to rise and fall without being cramped by clothing or poor posture. Repeat this exercise daily. The more often you set aside 15 to 20 minutes to breathe slowly and deeply, the more you'll benefit and the easier the practice will become. Hard to find the time? Even a minute or two of slower, deeper breathing can relieve stress, and you can do it anywhere. If you have something coming up that's high pressure or anxiety-filled, start focusing on your breathing before it happens. Don't wait for the stress-inducing situation to arrive. And the science of breathing. It turns out this concentration on slower, more effective breathing is a crucial common denominator in some groundbreaking studies. Here, 3 proven benefits. First, reduce anxiety. Deep breathing and meditation can help fight disorders that can be stress-related, like anxiety, depression, heart attacks, strokes, irritable bowel syndrome, infertility, and insomnia, says cardiologist Herbert Benson, MD, mind-body professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Multiple studies at major universities have documented the benefits of breathing and other relaxation techniques for problems, including post-traumatic stress disorder. Next, find focus. Both rosary prayers and yoga mantras were found to have striking and powerful positive effects on heart rhythms because these practices slow breathing to about that magic 6 times per minute, according to research in the British Medical Journal. In fact, slow breathing techniques are used in essentially every spiritual tradition to achieve deeper states of prayer, meditation, and contemplation, says Al Lee, co-author of Perfect Breathing, and live longer. One review study in the journal Breathe concluded that controlled slow breathing helps the heart rate and nervous system become more adaptive and flexible, changes linked to better outcomes for a range of medical conditions and longevity in the general population. 4 ways to try deep breathing. Explore your inhale-exhale with these fresh tips. Research suggests that breathing through your nose is key to getting the benefit of slow breathing. 1. Count your exhales. This simple Japanese technique called Susokukan, or Zen breathing, focuses your energy on your breath, helping you to concentrate and relax. Count 10 breaths, then return to 1. If you get distracted and lose count, just start over from 1. Do this exercise for 10 minutes. Next, bend and breathe. Try this exercise from Nancy Z, author of The Art of Breathing, and her name is spelled Z-I, and a practitioner of Qigong, a Chinese discipline that blends breathing techniques with philosophy, martial arts, and meditation. Bend forward from the waist as far as you comfortably can. Place your hands on your lower back and inhale. Think of the circumference of your abdomen as a blossom opening and closing with each breath, says Z. Let your tongue loosen up toward your upper front teeth to relax your respiratory muscles. 3, slow down your breathing. To strengthen and coordinate the muscles used for breathing, breathe in through your nose as slowly as you can. Exhale normally, then take 1 regular breath, says Lauren Fishman, MD, Medical Director of Manhattan Physical Medicine and Rehab in New York. You might only be able to breathe in for 5 seconds in the beginning, but over time, you can build up to much longer inhales, he says. Start practicing once or twice a day with just 3 or 4 long breaths at first and gradually work up to 10 long breaths at a time. Then you can try a second exercise, breathing in slowly and breathing out slowly as well. And next, or last, alternate nostrils. In Nadi Shadhana, a yogic practice from India, you press your right thumb gently against your right nostril, then breathe in through your left. Release the thumb, close your left nostril with your right ring finger, and then breathe out through your right nostril. Keeping the right nostril open, inhale. Then close it and open the left one and exhale. Repeat this process, exhaling and then inhaling on each side before you switch to the other side. Try this 3 to 5 times. And from Real Simple, 5 ways the world is changing for the better. Even when it feels like everything is falling apart, trust us, there's plenty to be upbeat about. First, we have the means to halt climate change. Teen climate activists like Greta Thunberg are creating excitement and concern. If we work hard to increase solar, wind, and electric energy rates, we could fulfill the planet's energy needs by 2037. It's time to spread that message, pushing governments and the financial sector to seize opportunity the way we did during World War II. We've forgotten how good America has been at dealing with emergencies. The first step is treating the climate crisis like one. 2, the homeless are getting homes. Cities and countries are adopting the Housing First model, which grants access to homes as the first step, reversing the conventional wisdom that homelessness is solved by giving people jobs, which in turn gets them money and shelter. Housing First moved over 1,000 people off the streets of Atlanta in 2013, and since 2015, homelessness has decreased by 25%. In Utah, homelessness dropped by 91% between 2005 and 2015. Around the world, Housing First is getting thousands of people off the streets, proving homelessness can be reduced. 3, tough times incite social good. I've never seen hunger for American political history and the place women and people of color have in it. That coincides with a greater diversity of historians who are finally showing us we don't always know what we think we know. And while it might seem like the country has never been worse off, it's important to remember that the founding fathers felt that way too. Disease was rampant, inequity and corruption were rife, and they viewed it as an opportunity for change. That's why the colonists rebelled. Perhaps we'll begin to feel that way. We can't wait one more day to spark change. 4, mental health is top of mind. A few years ago, we noticed a decline in well-being and a steep increase in anxiety. Part of that may have been related to the rise of social media, but the good news is that the tech world has begun to take mental health seriously. We see this on our app as people have started to share their insecurities and traumas. Instead of showing only their best selves online and retreating into silence, they're genuinely connecting both digitally and in person. They want to talk about their anxiety and depression with others, and we call that community care, the idea that we're stronger when we take care of ourselves together. And the app they're talking about is Shine. It focuses on self-care and mental health. And 5, there are fewer deaths from natural disasters. When you look at the numbers, you realize how much better off we are now than 100 years ago. When severe weather, floods, and landslides used to happen, we were far less prepared. We're also better at predicting when disaster will strike, so we can take measures to protect ourselves. The numbers tell us that we're skilled at finding solutions to big problems and that we can do it when we work together. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, sheet pan, cod, and potatoes. Active time is 15 minutes and total time is 35. Serves 4. We need 1 pound small Yukon Gold potatoes, cut in half. Half cup olive oil, divided. 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided. 3/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, divided. 4 6-ounce cod fillets. 2 bunches of Swiss chard, stems removed and leaves chopped. 1/2 cup pitted green olives, such as Castelvetrano, halved. 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves. 1 tablespoon finely chopped shallot. And 1 1/2 teaspoons Dijon mustard. Preheat oven to 450. Toss potatoes with 2 tablespoons oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper on a large rimmed baking sheet. Spread in a single layer, cut sides down. Bake until just tender, 15 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, rub cod with 1 tablespoon oil and season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and remaining 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Flip potatoes and move to outer edges of baking sheet. Place chard and olives in center of baking sheet. Drizzle with 1 tablespoon oil and top with cod. Bake until potatoes are tender, about 5 minutes. Increase oven temperature to high broil and broil till cod is golden and chard is wilted and slightly charred, 4 to 5 minutes. Whisk lemon juice, parsley, shallot, mustard, and remaining 1/4 cup oil and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a small bowl. Drizzle over the cod mixture. And another one, cheesy one-pot pasta. This is active time 20, total time 25 minutes, and it serves 4. 2 cups cherry tomatoes, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, plus more for serving, 1/4 cup olive oil, divided, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, divided, 1/2 cup of panko, 3/4 cup finely grated Parmesan cheese, which is about 1 3/4 ounce, divided, 1 cup chopped yellow onion, 2 teaspoons minced garlic, 2 1/2 cups whole milk, 2 1/2 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 12 ounces uncooked penne rigate, and 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, or about 4 ounces. Meanwhile, okay, preheat oven to 475. Toss tomatoes with pepper, 1 tablespoon oil, and 1/2 teaspoon salt on a rimmed baking sheet. Spread in a single layer. Bake until soft and bursting, about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat 2 tablespoons oil in a small skillet over medium. Add panko and 1/4 cup Parmesan. Toast, stirring constantly until the panko is golden, 3 to 4 minutes. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large pot over medium. Add onion and garlic. Cook, stirring often until softened, about 4 minutes. Add milk and broth. Bring to a boil. Stir in pasta, partially cover, and cook, stirring frequently, until pasta is al dente and liquid mostly absorbed, 12 to 14 minutes. Remove from heat and let sit for 3 minutes. Slowly stir in the remaining 1/2 cup of Parmesan, cheddar, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt. Gently fold in roasted tomatoes and top with toasted panko and pepper. And one more easy dinner, veggie fried rice with frizzled eggs. 20-minute active, 25 minutes total time, and it serves 4. 5 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, divided. 8 ounces fresh shiitake mushrooms, stemmed and thinly sliced. 1 tablespoon kosher salt, divided. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, divided. 4 scallions thinly sliced, white and green parts separated. 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 2 cloves garlic, 3 cups cold cooked white rice, 2 cups sugar snap peas, halved crosswise, 1/2 cup frozen sweet peas, thawed, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce or tamari, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 4 large eggs. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Cook mushrooms, stirring occasionally until browned, 4 to 6 minutes. Season with 3/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Transfer to a plate. Add 1 1/2 tablespoons oil to the skillet. Add white parts of scallions, ginger, and garlic. Cook, stirring often, for 1 minute. Add rice and cook, stirring occasionally until rice is crisp, about 4 minutes. Stir in snap peas, sweet peas, soy sauce, vinegar, and mushrooms. Cook for 2 minutes. Divide among serving bowls. Wipe the skillet clean. Heat remaining 1 1/2 tablespoons of oil in the skillet over medium. Crack eggs into hot oil and cook until whites are set and edges are crispy, 3 to 4 minutes. Season with remaining 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Serve eggs over rice. Top with scallion greens. And from Real Simple, watermelon and strawberry lemonade. Active and total time are both 20 minutes. And it serves 8. We need 8 cups cubed seedless watermelon, 1 cup fresh strawberries halved, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup fresh lemon juice. Working in 2 batches, add watermelon, strawberries, 2 cups water, sugar, and lemon juice to a blender. Cover and blend until smooth. Strain the mixture through a sieve into a pitcher. Chill until ready to serve. Now, if you want to take it on a picnic or something, how to pack it? Tote the lemonade in a sealed bottle in a cooler. Pack ice in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag to keep the food cool, then use it to chill the drinks. From Real Simple, an appreciation walk. You can do this anywhere, but we recommend getting outside if you can, especially in nature. As you walk, take a few deep breaths, allowing the rhythm of your breathing to be slow and relaxed. Notice how your body feels. Bring your attention to how your legs, feet, and arms feel with each step you take. Feel the contact of your feet as they touch the ground and the movement of your body as you take each step. If you become lost in thought as you continue to walk, use the next step as an opportunity to start over. And this was from Jamie Price, who wrote Stop, Breathe, and Think. I'll spell the last name, P-R-I-C-E. And another here from Martha Stewart Living. With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts. And that is a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.